this is Jovi, participant 9014. All right, to get started, can you please hit a buzzer for me?
Just whatever buzzer
Any
I want.
Any buzzer you want to hit. So you're 9.
Yes.
So this is going to be very easy for you to start off with, but sure you can do it well. I just want you to tell me what letter this is, what you see in the picture, and then maybe something else that starts with the same letter that you can think of. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. Give it a try.
A, apple, and Arizona.
Good. Perfect.
B, boy, and baby. E, cookies and cake.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip cookie.
Same. So good.
D, duck, dog.
Mm-hmm.
E, elephant. What else starts with E? That's kind of hard.
Some of these are a bit tricky.
Ella?
That works.
F, fish. Fly, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing great.
G, guitar. Guarantee, because it's just a word. H, house, hound. I, ice, igloo.
Good one.
J, juice. J, juice, and what? I'm just gonna say my own name, Jovi.
That works, that's perfect.
K, key. Kitten. L, leaf, lily pad. Guess it's another plant. M, monkey, mosquito.
You're so good at these.
N, nose. Neon? I don't know.
No, that works.
O, orange. Opera.
What did he say?
Opera.
Opera, yes. That's a good one.
P, plate, pajamas. Q, quack. Q's a hard one. There's not very many things that start with Q.
I know, Q is a hard one.
Coincidence, I guess? Does that start with a Q?
It's not, it starts with a sound. What about, is anyone who wears a crown?
Queen.
Yes, good job.
R, red, well, it's, I guess it's a crayon. So, crayon? Alright, so red crayon, I guess. What else are read?
Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Really?
Reading my mind.
S, spider, spider. Silly, I guess.
Yeah, that works.
T, table, telephone.
Good job.
U, umbrella.
These can kind of get tricky sometimes.
Ukulele, does that start with U?
Yeah, it does. That's a good one.
V, vacuum, vegetation.
Oh, look at you go. Big words.
W, watch, witch. X-ray. I don't know what
this one's hard. Can you think of an instrument that starts with an X?
Xylophone?
Yeah, good job.
Why? Yogurt, yes.
Yes.
Guess I'm saying yes to yogurt then. Z, zebra.
Where would you potentially find a zebra? Where would you go to see a zebra?
At the zoo.
Yes,
zoo.
Good job. You did amazing.
You're doing an awesome job.
Ziva thinks so too. All right, go ahead and hit another buzzer for me so we can move on to the next one.
Let's pick blue.
I like that noise. All right, this is very easy. Just want you to say the number and tell me what you think comes next.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16.
Ooh.
What?
So now we're at 20. So if we went from 15 to 20, what do you think might be next? Good job. Look at you. You're so smart. What about now?
25, 30. And then 35.
Close. But now we're at...
All right. 50.
What number is this?
40, 50. And now 50, 60. And now 60, 70, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And 70, 80. And 80, 90, and 90 after 90 comes 100.
And what do you think is gonna happen after this? What do you think we're gonna have?
Well, I don't know.
A wild guess.
Maybe we add another 10? Maybe it's 110? Oh. 200, 300.
Even crazier. You would think it would be 300, but it's...
What the?
I know. I don't get it either.
It literally just skipped.
So what number is this?
That is 500, and then I'll think what's next
big
is 800,
maybe. I'm going to give you even bigger than
800.
900?
Even bigger.
1,000? Oh, yes, 1,000.
Yes.
So, now we're at... Addition. Have you done addition in school, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Alright, so can you just read this out for me and tell me what you think the answer might be?
9 plus 7 is 16.
Good job.
19 minus 1 is, well, 18.
Good job. What about multiplication?
6 times 3 would be... 18.
Good job. A genius. What about this? Have you seen this in school?
Yeah.
Alright, so what's this?
21 divided by 3 is...
Division can be a little tricky. What?
So that'd be 7.
Oh my god. You know you're only the second person that's ever gotten that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You did so well. Thank you. All right. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. So I can move on to the next one.
Hmm. Green.
I like that one too. All right. This one's a little silly. Okay. So I'm going to show you a picture. And some of these have weird names. And then I'll give you one example. So what is this?
A playground, I think?
We're gonna call this a slide. So if this is one slide, what's this?
Two slides?
Good job, that's all we're doing, okay?
Sandwich?
We're gonna call this a snack.
Snack.
One snack?
Two snacks. What is that?
This is called a mip. Can you say mip?
Mip.
One mip?
Two mip.
This is called a yag.
Yag.
One yag.
Two yag. What do we call this?
A cup.
Cup. One cup, two cups. And what do we call that?
This is a skack.
A skack. Yep. One skack. Now there's two skacks. What in the world?
I know. This is called a smide.
Smide. One smide and two smide.
This is just a ship.
Ship. Two ships. And
this
that.
Is called a dup.
Dup.
Mm-hmm.
One dup. Two dup. Now what do we call that?
A bag.
B bag. Now it's a bag. Now there's two bags. Now what do we call that?
A light.
Light. Alright. One light, two lights.
You're doing so well.
What?
This is called a brib.
Brib. Brib one and two bribs.
This is called a cow.
What?
A cow.
A cow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cow?
Two cows. What?
This is called a foo.
A foo?
Mm-hmm.
One foo, two foos.
Weird words. This is just a rock.
Rock. Rock one. And now there's two rocks.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
What is that called?
This is a crib.
All right, one crib, two cribs. And?
This is a pite.
Pite?
Mm-hmm.
All right, one pite, two pites.
A shoe.
Shoe. Now one shoe, now two shoes.
This is just a bell.
One bell. And now we have two bells. One.
This is called a yak.
A yak?
A yak.
A yak. Yak. One yak. Now there's two yaks.
Good job. Wasn't that so easy?
Yes.
You did great.
Yes.
I know there's weird words in there, but you got all of them. So,
so
that's really
many
good.
Weird things.
I know. So many weird things.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Go ahead and hit another buzzer and we can move on to the next
Well, I
one.
Guess the only buzzer I have left is orange.
Which one's your favorite so far?
Purple.
Purple, yeah. Isn't that your favorite color too?
Yeah.
I love purple. So, in this task, I want you to Ooh. Tell me everything you see in the picture and then if you can, maybe come up with a story on like what's going on or how they got there.
That's going to be kind of hard.
Well, you can be as creative as
Yeah, you can
more
be
asked.
Well, I definitely see a lion, a boy, and a boat. I see a few fish. One's upside down. I'm not sure if they're both upside down. But, yeah. And a few lily pads. Another fish tail right there, which means there's probably another fish somewhere. Lots of flowers over here. I don't know what that is. Maybe a big leaf. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but, oh, and there's a dragonfly, another dragonfly, some grass right here, a big, thing that might be a lily pad, I don't know, yeah. Oh, I also see water.
Water, yeah. So, if you had to come up with a story on what's going on, what would you say? And you can be as creative or as crazy as possible.
Well, here's what I think. Let me see. So there was a boy and a lion, and they met one day. And the boy thought that the lion was gonna eat him, but the lion didn't. And the lion just came closer to him, until the lion rubbed on his back. And apparently, after that, he would see the lion every single day. Lion would come up to him. He would even be able to pet the lion. And then one day, they found a boat by the lake. So they went on the boat and went exploring together, and then they found a bunch of big fish and stuff.
Would you be friends with a lion?
Yeah. I love cats.
Love cats? You have cats?
Yeah, I have one cat that's named Princess Truffle Thunder Kitty.
Oh my god. Do you like cats? You want another cat?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe in the future. Alright, anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
I don't know. Everything's very detailed.
I know.
These fish are so big too. They're so
I know
big.
Those are huge fishes. Aren't those almost as big as a boat?
They're almost as big as a lion.
I know, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you actually saw a fish like that big.
That'd be scary.
Yeah.
That'd be really scary.
Imagine how many teeth that thing would have.
Oh my god.
Probably like a great white shark teeth.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's move on to the next one. You did so good on that one, so I want you to do the same exact thing for this one.
How many of these are there?
There is only three more.
Okay.
Including this, yep.
So two more after I finish this one. Well, I see some cars, some airplanes, some paper airplanes. This guy looks like he's having fun pretending to be a pilot. I see lots of pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a sock, his bed, you know. Oh, he's a pet fish.
He does.
Picture. Oh, no, exactly what's on the picture, though. Some clouds. Looks like some wind, some nice breezes up ahead, and a lamp, some clothes hanging out of the drawer, it looks like, some books, and drawers, and his bed, and yeah.
Why do you think there's no ceiling, but there's a window?
Maybe he's using his imagination to pretend like there's not a ceiling, so in the picture
Possibly, there's no
ceiling.
So if you had to come up with a story about this picture, what would you say?
Well, I'd say this little boy is very interested in planes and vehicles and stuff like that. And I think when he grows up, he wants to be a pilot. So I believe that this is him imagining and pretending that he's on a mountain watching the planes fly by. So,
Do you ever do that? Do you ever imagine anything?
No, really.
No, not really. What do you want to be when you grow up, though?
A zookeeper, an astronaut.
Oh my god. Have you seen the planetarium here?
No.
No, you definitely should.
No.
Planets and stuff, but is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No. There's a pretty nice tree right there.
Mm-hmm. Alright, we can move on to the next one. This is one of my favorites.
Whoa. Is her teacher an octopus?
Yes.
Alright, octopus teacher, which is kind of crazy. Looks like this teacher's teaching her a lot of things. Looks like she's carrying a light bulb, she has safety goggles on, and well, she has a pet rat. She has another pet rat. She has lots of books. Looks like they were testing chemicals. And they have lots of jars over there, some stuff over there. Lots of, they have a little plant right here, like a, I forget what you call that thing.
What thing? Oh, a microscope?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's just holding a pencil. It looks like she's trying to sneak out of class, but teacher's just like, nope, not going anywhere today. Cause look at that. She's like, where are you going?
Oh, do you have an octopus teacher? Isn't that so funny?
No, I don't have an octopus teacher.
Anything else you want to say about this picture?
I don't know. It looks like the girl's pretty happy studying her light bulb.
What do you think they're experimenting? This light bulb?
Maybe, I have no idea.
Fair enough. Probably something crazy. I mean, there's literally an octopus teacher, so. All right, next picture. Last one for this activity.
Whoa, that's a big beet. So it's a big, ginormous beet. There's a girl holding the beet. That beet must be heavy. There's some other beets, as you may see. A big snail. Big snail. That's like the biggest snail I've ever seen, because Look how look at the size of that compared to that.
Crazy.
That must be a very big snail. Well, with nice clouds, the sky, there's huge leaves on this beetle. I'm like, those leaves are so big. That's a big beet. I wonder what the biggest beet in the world is. let me see.
That one's almost as big as her, so that's crazy.
It's taller
than her. How do you think it got so big?
Well, maybe she had the right soil and, like, the right water and, like, maybe...
What about the other ones? They weren't that big.
Well, maybe she picked the other ones early because maybe, maybe they could have grown more like that one, but
maybe,
she just picked them.
Have you ever planted anything?
We have beets in our garden.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they grow as big as that.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I want to see I want to see a beet that big.
What would you do with a beet that big?
I don't know. Probably break a world record. Yeah, my parents would probably make something out of it, like bake something.
That would last you like the whole year. You'd just be eating beets for dinner every day. Anything else you see?
Well, I see a nice, like, you know, like a nice little, like, wooden fence. Looks like another snail over there. And yeah, and a shovel, and another snail, and lots of leaves for the beets.
So detailed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you did amazing on that, so go ahead and hit another buzzer for me, and we can move on to the next one.
But I already hit all of them.
Well,
great
I'll hit,
job.
Hit two at a time now.
Why? You can...
Yeah. I know, it's not a funny noise. All right. Since you did so good, can you read this passage for me? Don't like reading.
Well, I only like reading.
I'm sure
if
you're
it's
amazing.
A particular
at
book
it.
I want. Okay. Archie, I think that's what his name is. Archie was born in Ohio. He played football in high school. He ran fast on the football field. He was very good at football. Archie was smart, too. After high school, he went to Ohio State. He played on the team from 1972 to 1975. He helped the team win a lot of games. Archie was one of the best football players ever. After he finished at Ohio State, Archie played pro football for 7 years. Then he went back to Ohio State for more school. He was very smart. Now he works for Ohio State. I came home. Am I done with that?
Yeah, can you finish the whole page?
I came home and it smelled good. Dad, what are you cooking? I asked. Sunday, it's New Year's Day, and I'm cooking Hope and John, said Dad. Hope and John? Who is that? I asked. Dad laughed. It is food, not a man. It is... rice and black-eyed peas cooked with ham and onions. Long ago, black people brought this food from Africa and showed farmers how to grow rice and make Hope and John. We eat it at a New Year's for luck and to remember where it came from. What do you mean? I asked. It came from Graham's house. Dad laughed, yes. We came from Grandma and all the others in our family who ate Hope and John years ago. Well, looks like it's from the page down. Jeff was happy to see the snow. He could hardly wait to get outside. He hurried to put on his winter thingies. First he put on snow pants, then he got his jacket. His mom made sure he had his hat, mittens, and boots. Jeff ran outside to join the other kids. They had just started making the snowman. First, they made the bottom part. That part needed to be big. The they had to keep rolling the snowball around the yard. It took 3 kids to push it. Next, they made the middle. It took 2 kids to roll that part, but it was not as big. Jeff made the head. It only took 1 person to roll it, but it took 2 people to lift it. Finally, all 3 parts were together. Now they need to dress the snowman. Jeff ran home to get a hat. The other kids ran home for other things. They put a hat, mittens, and boots for on the snowman. They used sticks for arms. Someone brought big buttons for the eyes. They used a carrot for a nose. They wrapped his neck in a scarf. The snowman was done. He was a cool looking snowman. When they were done, they all went to Jeff's house to warm up. Jeff's mom made hot cocoa. After the cocoa, they went back outside. They wanted to play in the snow some more. This time they went sledding. The park had a big hill. They went down the hill fast. Jeff loved the snow. And next page. Tess was sitting around the house one Sunday afternoon. She wanted to go play tennis, so she asked her mother if she could go to the park. You can go, but take your brother. I need you to watch him for me, said her mother. Tess groaned. She always had to take her brother along. She didn't want to take him because he slowed her down. Tess was 8 years old, and Ty was only 5. Ty never wanted to go to the park, so Tess had to convince him it would be fun. Tess really wanted to go, so she went to the back room where Ty was playing Superman on the Xbox. Ty, let's go to the park, she said. No way, said Ty. Tessa knew this would happen, so she had a plan. Okay, fine. As Tessa turned to leave the room, she dropped a bright yellow tennis ball on the floor, rolled it past Ty's feet. Ty passed his game, picked up the ball. Where did you get this, he said. I earned it, said Tessa. Ty bounced the ball on the floor. It was really loud. He did it again and again until his mother came in and said, take that ball outside. It's too loud in here. Here, Ty. Give me the ball back. I'm taking it to the park. Ty shook his head. No! He ran to the door with the ball in his hands to put his shoes on. Tessa, she felt very clever for tricking her brother into going to the park.
Wow. You are an amazing reader. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you did so well. All right, go ahead and
You're
get another buzzer
awesome
for me.
Job.
Two times? Two at a time?
Any ones. You can hit them all at once. Two at once. Yep. All right. This is super easy. Just tell me what's going on in the picture and how you would do it.
Well, looks like this guy's brushing his teeth. So how would I do it? First, I'll get my toothbrush wet because I want it wet a lot because toothpaste kind of activates with water, so
yeah,
you have to get it wet. So then I get it wet, and then I put toothpaste on it, and then I scrub it on my mouth and on my teeth. I scrub it on my teeth, and then yeah.
All right, good job. What about
wash my hands? Well, first I get my hands wet because soap needs to activate with water. And then I squirt some soap onto my hands, and then I scrub for a while, mm-hmm. And then I rinse the soap off and dry my hands off.
Amazing.
All right, looks like this guy's tying his shoe. Well, how I tie my shoe? Well, I kind of tie it differently mm-hmm. than most people would, so I'm gonna show you how I tie mine. I do like a trick to do it. I put it in these holes.
That's so cool.
So basically holds them like that because it's really hard for me to do that. And then.
Can you describe it?
I can't.
As you're doing
I can't
it?
Really describe it. It's so hard. Like I.
Where are you putting the laces?
That's really cool though that you have that on your shoes. So like. What do you do? Like, can you tell me, like, do you do bunny ears? Do you loop it
kind of put the ends of the strings in one of the holes on either side of either side of my shoe. And then what I do is I double knot it and then take the ends of the shoelaces out. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, it's tied up, so I don't
know. That's so creative. That's an easy way to tie your shoes. Maybe I'll try that next.
All right. Looks like this girl is getting breakfast and she's pouring cereal into her box, maybe?
How do you make it?
Make cereal? Well, first I get a bowl, then I get a spoon, and then I get my cereal, and then I pour it into the bowl, and then I get my milk, and then I pour that into the bowl, and then I put the milk and cereal away, and then I take a spoon and eat my cereal.
What's your favorite kind of cereal? Do you have one?
Chocolate cereal, I guess.
Ooh, yummy. A few more.
Looks like this guy's getting dressed. Mm-hmm. How do I get dressed? I pick out an outfit, and then put my outfit on, and then go downstairs. Wait, no. And then I put my socks on, if that counts as an outfit. And then I do my hair. And then I go downstairs. When it's time to leave, I put my shoes.
Wow, you have a whole routine.
Ooh, cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Looks like this girl's icing cupcakes.
You ever made cupcakes before?
No. I don't really like cupcakes.
What about cookies?
Cookies.
How to make cookies, do you know?
It's kind of hard, because I can't really remember that good. I think you take eggs, milk, and like flour, mm-hmm. maybe some butter, I think. And I think you mix that all together and you add sugar, right? Add sugar and then maybe some baking soda. I can't remember. And yeah. And then I guess you put that in the oven. You can add stuff to it, like chocolate chips or something like that. And then, ice cookies if you want to ice them. I think you take butter, sugared powder, and maybe like some, I don't know. But I forget what the other ingredient is to icing. And then, yeah, you beat it in like a batter, and then you basically, you take like a butter knife or something like that, and then you like take some icing, get it on the butter knife, and then you like put it on the cookie.
You're making me crave cookies now, that sounds so good, but good job, you described that really well, so.
Alright, this one? Looks like this girl is painting. Well, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but yeah, this person is painting. So, how I paint? I normally paint with watercolors. So I get my paintbrushes out, I get my watercolors out, I get a paper towel because I guess so you can like wipe it off to dry it, I guess, the paintbrush. And then I get a small little thing of water, like a small little cup of water. And then I get my water bags open, and then, I dip my paintbrush in water, dip it in one of the watercolors, like, kind of, like, mixed around for a little bit, because you want to make sure it's all mixed up, and then I paint a picture.
Good enough. What do you paint, usually, if you have to paint something?
I don't know.
Just whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah. Looks like this guy's getting buckled into a seat. So, basically, all you have to do is kick your buckle thing, pull it down this way, and get it into the clip thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. You got your buckle.
Good job. That's all right. Silly.
Now, this girl looks like she's feeding her stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that in my whole life, honestly. At least as long as I can remember. But I guess you just take, maybe a bowl and a spoon, pretend like there's food inside of it, grab one of your stuffed animals and pretend to feed it, so.
I know, that's so silly, but yeah.
Alright. Looks like this person is having a fashion show.
I know,
it's
crazy.
It's crazy. Are you a Hollywood star? oh my gosh.
Where do you think this person might be going dressed up like that?
Maybe Halloween or like a party, like a costume party or something.
Maybe. What do you dress up for Halloween? What do you usually dress up as?
Well, I do this princess costume. So last Halloween, I dressed up as a princess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Any just princess in general, or were you a specific princess?
Just
princess.
Yeah. Looks like two kids playing with a slide because they're going down the slide. So basically, you climb up these steps, and then you sit down on the slide, and then just sometimes you can push yourself on that thing with your hands, and then you go down the slide. This guy looks like he's kicking a soccer ball. Basically, all you gotta do is get a soccer ball, and then kick it.
I know, easy enough, isn't it?
And these people look like they're making a tower out of blocks. Mm-hmm. So, get some blocks and start building a tower. So you stack one block up like this. Dun, na, 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 and you get it until it starts getting taller and taller. And then you run out of blocks.
Hopefully it doesn't fall over.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Looks like this kid is being pushed on the swing. So basically swinging. Should I be, which example should I give? Swinging or being, or pushing
either
a swing?
One. Well, when you're on a swing, do you usually have someone push you or?
No.
What do you do?
Swing. So basically, you kind of just like bend your knees whenever it goes back and like stretch your legs out whenever it goes forward. And do the same thing in a pattern.
And then you get higher and higher.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And then, yeah.
Alright,
here we are. Now, this looks like two little girls are sharing some candy together. So basically, what you do to share candy you have a lot of candy. You don't know what to do with it. You could give it to some friends. So you take some candy and you go over to your friend and say, hey, would you like a piece of candy? Your friend says yes, but you can give a piece of candy. Yeah.
Simple enough. And this is our last one for this one.
Look, this guy's sitting. Oh, he's in timeout.
Is that what it is?
He's basically, example of timeout is he basically sit anywhere and just sit there doing nothing until your timer's done.
Have you ever been in timeout?
Maybe like once or twice at summer camp because I go to summer camp.
All right, go ahead and hit another buzzer for me, and we're gonna get one more picture, and then we're done.
I'm tired. I'm gonna do boom boom. I kind of like that sound.
Since you said you liked space, how about we talk about this picture and then we're all done?
Ooh! So it looks like there's this guy. He's catching fireflies, it looks like. Well, I've never seen them all the way up that high in the sky, but sure. And he's putting them into a jar to keep as a pet, probably. Looks like he's flying around in space. He has a shooting star, a couple planets, a rocket ship, his own rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds good. Well, we're all done. Thank you so much. You did absolutely amazing. Do you want to see?
Awesome job.
So sweet. Do you want to see Jibo dance?
Yeah.
Jibo, can you please dance for us?